I got involved with Iditarod back in about 2007. Why did we get involved? We were checkers at the Finger Lake Checkpoint. We were starting our own dog team. My wife, Paige Jobney, and I were starting our own dog team, and we thought it'd be fun to go with some friends out to Finger Lake and be checkers. And so we learned a lot about Iditarod. It was nothing we thought we would ever do. It was not ever a dream of ours to be Iditarod mushers. It was never a bucket list thing. We just had sled dogs, and it just was kind of the natural progression. As we started doing more and more expeditions and trips, friends said, hey, you should try racing. We did some mid-distance races. We slowly did a few of those for several years, got qualified, and then in 2013, it was Paige's first race. And soon after, I did it as well. I can't remember how many times we both run it, but between the two of us, we have about 22,000-mile races with the Yukon Quest and Iditarod races. So that's all happened since about 2012. I'm here today and involved with Iditarod because my wife, Paige Jobney, is running this year. We actually both ran last year, and this year just her is running. So I'm here in Nome supporting her as the kind of the team handler, making sure all the dogs are taken care of, making sure she's taken care of. She gets here, she's really tired. She needs some extra help getting herself to bed and fed, and same with the dogs. So I'm here to be that person, make sure everybody is taken care of and gets what they need after working really hard for 1,000 miles. One of my most memorable Iditarod experiences was in 2000, I'm not sure, a few years ago, I ran Iditarod, and at some point I ended up kind of joining forces with Martin Boozer and Katil Ratan. And I remember going through a big windstorm outside of Gullivan. Martin was worried about the wind. He's been doing this for a very long time, as we all know. And the forecasts were really bad for wind on Gullivan Bay, leaving Elam. And so we decided to stick together and travel through there together. When we got to Gullivan, the wind was probably, I mean, I've never seen wind like that. I live in a really windy area above Treeline in the mountains, and I'd never seen wind like that. It sounded like a freight train around us when we got in it. And somehow the dogs just blew on through the storm like it was no big deal. I remember almost getting blown off the sled, kind of like gripping it really hard and hiding behind the sled. Luckily it was a headwind, not a sidewind, and so it didn't like pitch us or tip us over. But we just kind of barreled through this windstorm as we went through Gullivan, across Gullivan Bay on the White Mountain. And it was one of the most scariest, but also one of the most amazing experiences to see those dogs find that trail, work through it. It didn't seem to faze them at all. It actually felt like it sped them up. And it was one of those